Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, this is Donna. I'm so sorry. We're having problems with the gremlins of a technology. But we're going to be going right back with Michael. Michael, I had asked you a question about the individual. How can we know what to do for ourselves? Because what works for one, for Patty Cake or Charlie over here, doesn't work for Lulu Bell and Ding Dong Rosie. I mean, how do we discern? What do we do?
Well, keep in mind that from one point of view, we all require the same 9 things. Everybody knows fats, carbs, protein. No one ever thinks about light, air, water, vitamins and minerals. And the last thing is attitude. The points you bring up are right on the money. And there's 2 answers to it. One, there could be an allergic reaction to an herb. So that's one difference. The other thing is, the reality is that herbs are more like medicine than they are nourishment. And as a naturopath, I practice nourishment as a way of bringing the body back to balance and harmony. And don't misunderstand me, Donna. If you take a look at my formulas, you'll see they're loaded with herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And the rule of thumb, there's 3 rules of thumb. Number one, I tell people that the body will fix itself 90% of the time for 90% of the people. There are some folks who just don't want to be well because if they give up their illness, they have no other conversation. So that's one aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and another aspect is sometimes people take product and they follow the label and it'll say 3 tablets a day will provide. Well, sometimes, because they may buy a philosophy of a supplement, they don't get enough of the nutrients, not enough milligrams, not enough international units, not enough micrograms of the product to do the body any good. Because when there's an imbalance and a disharmony, a disease, it is invariably because of 2 things. Number one, emotional conflict first and foremost, and secondarily, a deficiency in a nutrient. So you must bring that nutrient back into the body in meaningful amounts in order for the body to begin to correct itself.
Okay, I'll ask the question from a different perspective. Is there a test? Is there a way to discern for the individual what is right for them? What is the best method for someone to say, okay, I want to do this for me. I'm having a problem with a hernia. I have got this going on. I want to get my body so it's back in working order. This is just a hypothetical situation. How would you, and I know not everybody's going to be able to get to you, Michael. And
right.
What tips would you give to someone? I mean, what protocol?
Well, the very first thing I would say to somebody is don't think about your disease. In other words, every disease or disharmony or condition or symptom in the body is manifesting in a particular area. And from more of a metaphysical point of view, what that tells you is that is the area of concern, that is the area to pay attention to and to nourish. And then if you go to the health food store, there are multiple products from multiple companies, or maybe not multiple products, but certainly multiple companies, excuse me, besides my own, that would address that particular system, gland, organ, or function. And invariably, if you complement that with a basic multi, although you don't need to, but if you buy a specific formula for a specific system, more often than not, you're going to get the results you're looking for. Does that help?
Yes, that does help. Are there tests that people can take to see what the balances are nutritionally?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, in the old days it was hair, saliva, and blood. But the reality is, from a different point of view, the hair is old, the saliva is current based on the biochemistry of the body, same thing with the blood. But the minute you have stress, you change the chemistry altogether.
True.
So there are certain ranges. That's why it's essential, from a different point of view, that if nothing else, you do a good multiple. And I'm not talking Centrum one-a-day levels. When you're looking at 2-3 milligrams of a B vitamin, to me, you're wasting your money. I think, you know, most people would need at least 50 milligrams of B complex, maybe, depending upon stress levels, 100 or even something larger individually, like pantothenic acid, which is essential for stress, digestion. So high potency vitamins first and foremost as a foundation. And then because the tests are yesterday's news, so to speak. They're not current.
All right. Now, I'll have to tell you, it's fascinating to me how things fall into place before I do an interview for someone. I've had two people just in this past week that are dealing with hernias and or have dealt with them. And they ended up being critical situations, life-threatening situations, where they ended up, after many years of having this, they apparently were born with these hernias, and then as they got older, then it became a major problem. One woman was in her 30s, another woman is in her 80s, and this is serious stuff. And you say here, hiatal hernias, after a meal, to have aloe vera gel. In a million years, who would have thought of aloe vera gel for a hiatal hernia? And that's what I like about your book. You go in and give these components of information, and I thought, wow, I wonder if it would have made a difference with these people. Why is it aloe vera, which I think is a miracle plant anyway, but why is it that the gel of the aloe vera is so effective in dealing with hiatal hernias?
Well, one of the issues with hernias is it's muscular. Therein lies the weakness. And from a different point of view, people do not take enough multi-minerals to ensure that there's muscle strength and elasticity when necessary. With a hiatal hernia, it's almost the precursor to acid reflux. What the problem is that muscle is not closing. So with acid indigestion, you having the burning sensation. What the aloe vera gel does is it soothes the irritation and stops the burn. Doesn't necessarily fix the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What to fix it, it's like with acid reflux. You need to bring minerals into the body so that sphincter, that muscular valve, closes properly. Same thing for hiatal hernia. The muscle has to work properly.
Let's talk about something that plagues millions and millions of people. It is rheumatoid arthritis. We'll call it RA. This is something I have a friend, and of course she is so obstinate, it's just unbelievable.
Well, there it is.
I mean, that has a stubbornness that you couldn't crack with, you know, a chainsaw. And this woman has suffered horribly from it in her feet. And interestingly enough, it's not gone to other parts of her body particularly, but I think it's there too. And I just can't reach her. And it's something that's very frustrating. Rheumatoid arthritis, it's chronic inflammation and tissue destruction. It begins in the synovial membrane of the joint. Now that is the very practical description of same. What is it that can enable someone, if they're beginning to experience this? It's almost as if everybody seems to have an attitude. When you get old, you're supposed to have this happening to you. It shouldn't happen.
Well, maybe when you're 120.
Well, yeah, maybe. Let's make it 150.
Okay.
But seriously, what can be done with this to assist the body to reduce this inflammation? Because inflammation is at the base of just about every disease that there is.
Well, So to answer your question directly, and we'll start off with arthritis, since we're dealing with the rheumatoid arthritis, is an autoimmune disease, number one. Number two, the reason it's in her feet is because she's stubborn about the direction of her life and is under the belief system that this is the way it should be, this is the way it was for my mom, my grandmom, and this is the way it's going to be for me. Everybody with arthritis deals with inflexible thinking. And when you said obstinate, it really is rigid thinking. That's why the body is freezing up the way it is. Number two or number three or number 12, diet. One of the very first things that has to be done is acid-forming foods have to be minimized and as much eliminated as possible. Meat, fish, fowl, nuts, grain, dairy. All of that's acid-forming. All of that aggravates the joints. From a supplement point of view, looking at herbs like alfalfa, yucca, devil's claw, nutrients like calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, pantothenic acid, all of that helps the body. See, some of the herbs have saponins or saponins, which are lubricants that will lubricate the joint. And, you know, with most arthritics, there's malformation and calcium deposits, which is why we want to bring in magnesium, vitamin D, and some calcium to help the body assimilate that. The herbs will help to nourish in a minuscule way, but they're really more about lubricating the joints.
Mm-hmm.
But changing the diet and looking at, you know, the emotions involved, wherever it's affecting the body, is the obstination, as you called it, and rigid thinking from my, you know, point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that gives some insight.
Yes, I think that does give some insight. And your book, The Naturopathic Healing Handbook, is a wonderful reference material, a piece of reference material for people to be able to refer to. And if they want to ask more questions, they can always do more research. And then you've got some other publications, too. But I wanted to bring up a vegetable that people in the South are very familiar with, but very few people in other parts of the country even give consideration to, and that is okra. And I looked at this, I said, okra? Good gracious. The people in the South have been using this for years, and you say that's very good for what we were talking about just a moment ago,
ulcers.
Acid reflux.
Yeah, absolutely, that as well. Yeah, because it's very slimy, and that's very soothing to the irritated membrane. So it's good from that. And interestingly enough, Donna, I can't stand okra. I can only eat it if it's pickled. Okay? I just can't. Oh, no. Gosh, no. And my in-laws, who are native Texans, turned me on to pickled okra that I could eat. But it really is, it's just a wonderful vegetable because, like I say, it'll soothe any irritation to the villi, to the mucous membrane. I also use it for ulcers because it will help in the healing process for ulcers as well.
Mm-hmm. You have some fascinating points of information. One is that figs are one of the most alkalizing foods that you can possibly eat. Figs are so good, but not many people are in environments where figs are commonplace. In California, my goodness, you can go out to Palm Springs and Palm Desert, and there's this wonderful facility where they have dates and figs and all kinds of stuff that you can buy by the ton if you want. Or, you know, in the Middle East, it was a very common sweetener that was used. But my goodness, this is a phenomenal food.
Well, it really is, and people can buy dried figs at their local health food store, and
mm-hmm.
you want the kind that are unsulfured. And how you can tell you need figs is if you get ulcers on the inside of your cheeks, that's generally an indication of your blood being entirely too acidic. And so more vegetables are needed to alkalize, you know, your system. And figs do it faster than anything else, to my knowledge.
Mutated,
there may be something faster, but I don't know.
Mutated protein Now, this is a subject matter that's coming up more and more. Why? Because they are discovering that there are various proteins that can be in the body that goes through changes in the brain or in other cellular areas, and it can cause cancer, various components of various types of tumors that may or may not be cancerous. Now, this is cutting-edge science that we're becoming aware of. And the mutated cells, they can be stimulated by any number of things. There's a gazillion ways that those mutated cells can take place in the body, and we all have cancer in our body, period. It's just there. And it's when they go wacky, those cells really do funny things, when the body is out of balance, that all of a sudden you have cancer, the big C. And this is terrifying for so many people, yet there is a way of dealing with this, and there is a way of bringing it into harmony, and I know of more than one person that has been able, without radiation or chemotherapy, and this is something I know for a fact, they have worked with their bodies and nutrition, supplementation, a combination of things have enabled them to reverse what the body was manufacturing in these mutated conditions. Let's address that for a moment.
Okay, well, to begin with, the mutations occur from two different points of view. First and foremost, the chemical additives, the flavorings, the stabilizers, the emulsifiers, the conditioners, the herbicides, the pesticides, the colorants, the flavoring enhancements, all of those are alien chemicals to the body. And how a protein becomes mutated, because your body runs on enzymes and proteins. And when a, because the body is divine, it will use whatever is available as building material. Well, if you bring a toxin into a cell and into a gene where proteins are manufactured, it can do one of three things. It's either going to corrupt the DNA of the cell itself altogether, or in the gene, imagine a picket fence and the gate is supposed to be closed. Well, a toxin comes along, opens the gate, you now have lost some particles to build a proper protein, so now you have a mutation. The other is where the gate should be open, yet the toxin comes and blocks a process. Now the gate is closed. Now you've got a cell that is rapidly multiplying uncontrollably. Now you have cancer. So you're getting cancer from two different angles. The way to nullify, and this is what the body does, to nullify the cancer cells or the mutated proteins, there's actually three things you can do. First and foremost, antioxidants are your number one. From a vitamin point of view, you're looking at vitamin A, vitamin C, selenium, glutathione. These are kind of like antioxidants, and vitamin E is probably the best along with vitamin A. Those are antioxidants. They slow down the oxidation process, the damage process. Another is proteolytic enzymes. And what the proteolytic enzymes do is they actually hunt down the corrupted proteins and eliminate them. So for any kind of inflammatory situation in the body, you can buy a bottle of proteolytic enzymes. They need to be enteric coated so they dissolve in the intestinal tract, and then they will migrate into the bloodstream and hunt down those mutations. And in reality, Donna, this is something that was known back in the 50s when proteolytic enzymes were actually introduced into therapy. Amazing. But, of course, you don't hear about that here because it was something out of Europe.
You know, I think it is so sad that the medical community is so unwilling, much of the community, not all, because I've interviewed a number of doctors that are definitely educating themselves regarding alternatives and nutrition and things like this, which they weren't in medical school. But I really feel it's very sad that there has to be a war regarding this. There should not be a war. In the environment of healing, there's always going to be illnesses of one type or another. There's always going to be situations that are going to demand that we know and execute good medical care. And I think that the Western environment has moved forward in so many ways. It's just utterly phenomenal. And then at the same time, they undermine themselves. I mean, it's as if, gee, now we've fixed things and we ignore everything else. And we have to look at people as an entire being, mind, body, spirit, emotions. All of these things are a part of the package of wellness. And you bring so much good information out here, you know, with sinus stuff and with ear infections. It can be caused by yeast. It can be caused by a number of things, but there's a way of working with it so that you don't have to battle your body. You don't beat your body up. You work with it. It is your, hey, it's a chassis that you're living in. Why not give it the best stuff you possibly can give? And your book is just marvelous, The Naturopathic Healing Handbook, Michael. You've done such a wonderful job of being concise with your information and very clear. It's not a whole bunch of terminology that's 4 miles long and you've got to have a medical dictionary to look it up. It's really written for the layperson, which I think is terrific. And I want to give out your website, michaelshealth.com. And I apologize to my listeners. You know, certain things we just had were not in our control relative to the fact that we were having some technical difficulties. But I want you to know, go to his website, michaelshealth.com. Look it up. Have this book in your library. Keep it by your bedside so you can just read a little bit of something at a time and realize that you have the right to perfect health. You have the right to take the initiative and say, I'm going to do what I can for myself. And why not check out Michael's information on the web again, michaelshealth.com, and find out more. Michael, this has been just delightful having you as a guest, and thank you for your patience.
Oh, thank you, Donna. It's been a pleasure being a guest. I look forward to doing it again.
Yes, sir. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. When we come back, I've got some wonderful things to share with you, good ideas, too. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Toprasin will work for you. We offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. And for those of you listening, I'm so grateful for your patience. Thank you so much. Boy, when you have sunspots or other things that are affecting electrical equipment, it really can be frustrating. And my hat off to our engineer, Doug, who has just been dealing with all kinds of situations. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking about Angel's Tales with Catherine Lanigan and then a very dear friend of mine, Mary Ellen. We're going to be talking about some Christmas miracles. So we've got two dynamic ladies that are going to be giving us that little bit of magic that adds, I think, to the holiday spirit. And then on Thursday, we're going to be talking about Ring Shui. Who knew that where you put your rings on your fingers made a difference? Why? Well, you're going to have to listen tomorrow. We're going to be talking to Barbara Berg about that. Friday, PMH Atwater, who has been a guest on my show. This woman has had so many near-death experiences. She is articulate. She is just really down-to-earth, basic, wonderful woman. Well, she's written a book about children of the fifth world. Children of the fifth world. these are the babies that are being born that are very, very different. And I'll tell you, I've been seeing them evolve like this since the middle 90s. Believe me, having an award-winning children's book and going out and being around kids telling stories, I've been amazed at what has evolved. We're also going to be talking with Robert Warrington about his delightful children's book, The Little Dyslexic Angel. Aha, even angels can have challenges. So that's going to be on Friday. And then next week, of course, it is Christmas. We're going to be sharing holiday recipes with you on Monday, the Christmas show. We're going to be playing the special, the pre-recorded show, because I, like you, will be with family and friends to celebrate this wonderful holiday. We'll be talking about weight loss through yoga next week, lipstick and the leash. Isn't that a great title? Well, we're going to be talking about dogs, but also about a few other things as well. And then bankrupt at birth, and oh my goodness, just so many wonderful people with wonderful concepts and information that we're going to be sharing with you here on the Donna Sebo Show. By the way, I want to thank Charlie for sending me. He is a reader of my newsletter also. He listens to the show occasionally, but he sent me some information that can be used by any of us, and I wanted to share that with you. First of all, if you've ever noticed the solar lights that people have around the edging of their walkways, they're those neat little lights. They don't seem to give off a whole bunch of illumination, but you don't have to put any wires out. You just stick them in the ground, and they soak up the sun's rays. And then, bingo, they're on at night. So you save energy. You don't have to pay for that electrical energy that's there, manufactured by the solar panels in the lights. Well, we all, depending on where we live, can go through power outages. And Charlie sent me some information on how a family, they experienced a major power outage, and they were trying to remember where they'd put their matches, where they'd put their lanterns, because any of us that live in areas that this can occur, which in the Pacific Northwest, we have some pretty intense storms, and you'll hear transformers popping, and all of a sudden, power's gone. What they did, I thought, was amazing. One of the kids, apparently, thought of the solar lights that were out in the ground. They said, hey, we can go use these. They're already powered up. Now, what they did, they brought them in, and they put them, because they have stakes on them, they put them inside of some liter bottles, plastic liter bottles that they were able to use, and they had light. They said, we were able to have light all night long. We didn't have to worry about anything, and all we had to do the next day was to take the solar lights, put them back out in the yard so they'd soak up the sun. You had light. What an amazing thing. So just keep that in mind. If you are in an area, now maybe you're one of those people that's extremely well prepared. If you're like me, you have your lanterns that are battery operated. But this is something to keep in mind. If you have those little solar lights and there is a power outage, you can use those to illuminate your home. And they're safe enough for kids to handle. They can carry them around like a candle to go through the house or do whatever they need to do. What a wonderful thing. It could be a nightlight in a child's room if they were frightened because of the storm. I think it's awesome. So just keep that in mind. That is something to have in your little mental package. Having them around the home, outside, looking lovely, that's wonderful. But in an emergency, you can use them to illuminate your home and keep everything tidy and wonderful. Oh, I have to share something with you. And that is that I did a cookie recipe, and I have to share this recipe with you because these cookies are totally awesome, and they're so easy to fix, and they only use 1 teaspoon of flour. Do you believe me? Well, let me tell this recipe to you. Okay, so get that pad of paper and pen because this is just awesome. I'll tell you, one batch was made, and I was hiding them from my husband, and then we had a guest over, and guess what? Yeah, they're not going to be there. So I've got to make up a whole batch for Christmas, but let me give you this recipe. This recipe makes up 5 dozen cookies, and you could double it if you wanted to, because it's not a whole lot of dough, but let me give it to you. It's a half a cup of butter, and you want to melt your butter. And I'd recommend you melt it. You know, it needs to be at room temperature, obviously. But if you put it in a small saucepan and melt it at on the top of the stove, just put it on very low heat and let the butter melt. I preferred that. I had an experience with a microwave where I melted it, and all of a sudden it reached a point. Pa-boom! It exploded on me in the microwave. Not fun cleaning up a bunch of butter. Anyway, a half a cup of, which is one stick of butter, you melt it. You need 1.5 cups of oats. You can use quick cooking. You can use this steel cut. I don't care. It's just oats. 3/4 cup of sugar. 3/4 cup of sugar. 1 egg. And you want to beat the egg. I didn't even worry about beating the egg. I just put it in with a bowl. I'll give you the directions. 2 teaspoons of vanilla. Use the real stuff. Don't use the imitation. 1 teaspoon of all-purpose flour. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And you need a package, 2.5 ounces approximately, of walnuts. And you want to chop them up. I just put walnuts in a plastic bag and slam them with a meat mallet. You know, one of those that you pound meat to tenderize? I use that. I use the flat side of it. Within 2 seconds, I've got all my nuts really finely chopped. Now, this is what you do. Your oven, you heat to 375 degrees, and you want to make sure your oven has time to get to that. You don't want to put the cookies in prematurely. You want to line your baking sheets with foil, and this is very important. You want to use foil. Now, this is how you put your cookie batter together. You're going to take your melted butter, pour it over the oats in a large bowl. And you want to mix the butter with the oats. Now, you can do this with a fork if you like. I just put it in my big bowl for my mixer. Just turn my mixer on, put it on low, and let the paddle of the mixer mix everything. Then I added the sugar. Then you add your egg, your vanilla, your flour, your baking powder, and the salt. I think I told you you had to have 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Voila! And your mixer can do all of this for you. It's just amazing how fast this comes together. Then you want to stir in your walnuts. I let the mixer do that too. Pop that stuff in, mixed in just a short period of time. Now, on your cookie sheets, on the foil, you want to take a teaspoon, a measuring teaspoon, and you want to make it that teaspoon. You want to put teaspoons of your cookie dough. You want them about 2 inches apart because this is going to spread out very thinly. They form a lacy oatmeal crisp cookie. Oh, it's awesome. Then you want to bake them until they're lightly brown. You're going to have to watch them. It's going to take about 10 minutes for each batch. But you don't want them to get overly brown. They're still good. But you want them just very lightly brown. So you got to watch them. And if you have your sheets of foil ready and you want to have your cookie cooling racks out, just slip the foil right off the cookie sheet onto that cookie rack and let them cool. After you've baked your cookies, then what you do is you just very gently peel the cookie off of the foil. I am telling you, this is so easy. It is so delicious. Now, I did something with this recipe. I added 1/4 cup of coconut and 1/4 cup of almonds. I was out of walnuts. So that's what I put into this cookie recipe. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. If you wanted to add some candied cherries or some other candied fruit, you need to make sure you cut it up real tiny, little tiny pieces, but it would add a nice color to this. And if you want to do that, you can use your food processor and add a little bit of sugar in with the candied fruit so that the blades, when they're cutting, will be able to cut efficiently. And in just a split second, you can have those, you know, just chopped with your steel blade in your food processor so that they're really tiny pieces. And you can use that. But it was 1/4 cup each. These cookies are incredibly delicious. So easy to make. And you won't be able to eat just one. Oh, good recipe. So I wanted to share that with you. My goodness, I'm almost out of time, and I'm going to be baking and doing all kinds of stuff for the holidays because that is what I do. And I know my fruitcake recipe is in one of my newsletters, but I will share that with you, too, because it's a fruitcake that nobody, I have not met anyone that didn't enjoy it. Very little batter in it. This was a gift that was given to me, so I'll share that gift with you, too, before Christmas. But anyway, this is Donna Siebel. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Thank you so much for spending your day with me. Check out michaelshealth.com. Remember, it is your health. It is your life. You're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul and of your body. Take care of it. It's the chassis you're working with. Be a friend with it, because it will serve you well. Donna Siebel here. See you back here, same time, same place tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.